You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from Public Radio International and WNYC in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
We have saved $100 a week on gas just by using Volkswagen Beetle. We're not sure what we're going to do. We may not go anywhere this Christmas. I don't know what to do. Bicycle, I guess.
Well, there's one suggestion, John. Get on your bicycle to get where you're going. But this weekend, or this holiday weekend, nearly 40 million Americans are traveling. A drop of about 2% from last year on the roads and in the air with high gas prices and a struggling economy. These are especially tough times for the airlines. New York Times travel columnist and our pal Joe Sharkey has some sobering thoughts for this traveling year. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Adora.
Happy Memorial Day.
Thank you.
You say we're likely to see much higher fares and fewer airlines by the end of this year. That's rather bleak.
Higher fares, fewer seats, but you know, you've been having a lot of fun with what the airlines can do as far as raising revenue by imposing various charges. Has anybody thought of this one yet, that they could maybe drop down those oxygen masks occasionally, randomly, and have you swipe a credit card?
Pay for oxygen.
Yeah.
Just well, randomly.
Somebody did suggest that you pay for your pressurized cabin. Joe, I think the bleakest statement from you, though, is the fact that you didn't go anywhere this weekend. You actually stayed home.
No, I'm not.
He doesn't travel.
I'm going to get on a horse later on today. He'll do about 25 miles a day, but we're probably only going to do about 5.
There's something for your carbon footprint, but seriously, though, let's take a look at some of these three factors that are really hurting the airlines. Yeah. Fuel prices, economic downturns, the strength of foreign currency against the U.S. dollar.
Well, on the latter, on the foreign currency, don't forget the airplane flies, you know, both directions. So in some ways, the airlines, the major airlines, with their emphasis on international travel, are gaining by the fact that there's a lot of inbound, extra inbound travel, particularly premium travel, you know, coming in as a result of the weak dollar. You know, the basic, obviously, the basic problem is airlines are not designed to operate at anything more than $60 a barrel oil, and we're way over double that at this point. So I think we're really at a fundamental change. We're really right at the edge of a fundamental change in air travel in this country. We've had now a good generation of American consumers who have been conditioned to expect ample, readily available, and cheap airfare.
Right.
And
right.
Those days, I fear those days, Adora, are gone, perhaps forever, and if not forever, for a long, long time.
Well, let me ask you this. So you suggest that the airlines are out of cost-cutting options with the recent announcements that now they're going to charge you money for a second bag or so. And as you noted, we've had some of our listeners sending in some ideas, and many people seem to be obsessed with this notion of coin-operated bathrooms. What do you think? Is that one potential source of revenue for the airlines?
Well, no, not coin operated. Think credit card swipes. I mean, this is modern technology.
True, true.
They're already using.
I hate to be sitting near the dude whose card was declined, though. You know what I mean? On a long flight.
But Joe, seriously, I mean, you say your best advice is to stay home. Do you mean that literally, or are there some really smart ways that people who really do want to travel, do want to see family members? Is there a way for them to go about it? We have just a few seconds here.
Well, you just grit your teeth. You plan as far ahead as you possibly can. I mean, there are bursts of airfares because airlines sometimes get to the end of a month or the end of a week and say, oh, we got X number of seats available and we need to raise some cash. So look out for the bursts of airfares. They're coming hot and heavy. Virgin America had one that I think just expired. It was really a great coast-to-coast airfare. And, you know, just grit your teeth. It's going to cost you more. And plan well ahead, not just in terms of buying, but in terms of getting to the airport and, you know, getting through security.
So plan. That's Joe Sharkey, business travel columnist for the New York Times. That's his very optimistic advice. Thank you,
Joe.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Joe.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.